So we're still on Pesukim Lamed Beis, still discussing the mitzvah of tefillin. And what I'd like you to do is to start, just so that we're anchored to the daf, to start the Gemara. It's sort of the middle of the Amid by the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, Haros Halikonis L'Sudas Keva. You see that? It's like at the bottom of Rav Nissim Gaon by the asterisk. Tana Rabbanan Haros Halikonis L'Sudas Keva. And do that up until one, two, three lines down. We add, four lines. The first word on the line is Al Shulchano, and the last word is Tani, up until the word Ad Zman Bracha. Got that? Harot Zikonsa Sudas Keva, up to Zman Bracha, do it with the Rashis. Basically, what the Gemara is going to be talking about, one of the things that piece of Gemara talks about, is you're wearing tefillin, right? Now you're going into eat. So what do you do? So the Gemara says that you take off your tefillin while you eat, and Rashi explains why you should do that. But what you see clearly is, as we've seen already from a number of different places, that they wore tefillin all day long. And the question is, why don't we wear tefillin all day long? And I think you might remember that it's a machlokes Achronim, whether or not the mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear tefillin all day long. If not, you'll see it in the Mamar Kamos that I've given you in the handout. So what I'd like to do, what I found is, while I was learning, I came across a Ma'aser Rav. Ma'aser Rav is the name of a sefer written by one of the Talmidei HaGra about the Gra's Minhagim, the Gra's Shitas. It's found in a number of different places. You can find it in the back of Ezra Tfilos. You can find it back at the city of Yeshua Yisrael. You can find it in a number of places. He says, and it's also in Sifrei HaGra, called Sifrei HaGra. He has an amazing and very different and relevant pshat in that Gemara and Daf Mem Tes and Shabbos that we've learned many times that talks about Tfilin Tzrichin Guf Noki, Ke'elisha Bal Knafayim, Maihi, and it relates to the story of what happened with Elisha Bal Knafayim. That's the Gemara, that central Gemara that discusses the mitzvah of tefillin. And if you remember, there were many Rishonim had a lot of problem with what is Guf Noki Elisha Bal Knafayim and have to do with Elisha Bal Knafayim. You don't know that he had a Guf Noki. The story just talks about some kind of an incident that happened and it had nothing to do with Guf Noki. So what I've got given to you in the handout is once again the sugya, just to go through, which of course shouldn't take very long. Tosus, Rashi, the Ritva, the Smag. I took out some of the things that you did already before just to make it simple. I give you the Shulchan Aruch. Before you get to the Shulchan Aruch, I'd like you to look at the Ma'aser Rav. This Ma'aser Rav, which is the third page of the handout, is actually taken from Sefer Rav Moshe Sternbach. I'm sure you all heard of Moshe Sternbach. Moshe Sternbach has been a Mechaber, the Sefer Mordem of Manim, very prolific, and also is the Sgan Nasi of Eda Haredis, the Rav in Harnof, I believe, and very, very prolific author, Big Talmud Chacham. And he has a Sefer that he wrote on the Ma'aser Rav. So this is not the standard Ma'aser Rav. If you look on this page, you'll see, the best I was able to scan it, you see the number Lamed Tes on the second paragraph, Lamed Tes, Tefillin Yesh Lesvahem. So that bold text over there, that Lamed Tes, is actually the Ma'aser Rav. That's the only part on the page that's the Ma'aser Rav. And then what he does, he brings down different sources discussing the Ma'aser Rav. Okay? So I want you to learn that Ma'aser Rav over there. Okay? And then I'd like you could go through, it's really interesting, I suggest you go through the whole page, okay? He's easy to read and very interesting. And he talks about the Gra's Shita. The Gra has a lot of course, very interesting and sometimes unconventional shitas about many things, specifically about Mrs. Tillin. You'll see over here the Gra has a certain sheet about what we all know the Gra was filling all day. and we think, well, we see the picture of the Gemara or whatever, sitting and learning with tefillin all day, we think, wow, what a big tzaddik the Gemara was, he was tefillin all day. You'll see that that was not tzidkus of the Gemara, that it was tefillin all day, and you'll see it wasn't tzidkus at all. But the Gemara has a completely different pshat in this Gemara, Daf Shabbos, fantastic Gemara of tefillin, tzrichin gufnaki, Kelisha Balkanafayim, which Moshe Sternbach brings down from the Bir HaGra in Shabbos. I don't know where the Bir HaGra in Shabbos is. I could not find it, so I had to give you the quotation from the Moshe Sternbach. And I want you to think about how the Gra, based on what he tells you the Gra says, how the Gra learns to answer the problems of the Sugya, but what's the connection between Tzvilin Tzvich and Gufnochi Kelisha Balkanafayim? What's one thing after the other? And what's the explanation of the Moshal, where the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael are compared to a Yonah, and somehow the Tefillin are compared to the Kanfi Yonah? What does that have to do with the Sugya over there? Okay? So, that's pretty much it. So, just review the Sugya with some of the Rishonim that you had seen already before. It's not that, I suggest you read the, I actually put on here the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Halacha about what the extent of the mitzvah tefillin is as well.
This is after we do the...
Yeah, I don't know exactly when you should do it. You could do it before you do the Bir HaGra too. Yeah, you could. He actually quotes the Maaser Rav as well, although he doesn't quote the whole Maaser Rav, and not the part that I'm really interested in. The part I'm most interested in for you to see is the part where he has a whole different shot in the Gemara on the Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph by Elisha Balkanafayim, which answers all the questions that I could think of that the Rishonim try to answer in a very different way than all the Rishonim do. Okay? So you could do the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Halacha somehow, maybe if you want to do it, you could do it even before you do the Maaser Rav. Yeah, maybe that makes more sense. Maybe do the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Halacha first. Pretty straightforward.
And then on the side, we start over. After we do this, we can start over here.
If you could go read through the whole thing, it's very easy to read.
I don't know who it is. Marina or Garmash.
Garmash? Where does it say that?